Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, now we go out to the hotline. North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Welcome to the show. Daryl Moose Johnson going to be on the call this weekend for the Cleveland Browns and the Saints. Moose, I got to start out by asking you, because I know you've paid attention, what do the Browns need to do to get a much better offensive performance out of that brand new offense in week two?
Well, you know, I think this has been something that a lot of teams have been kicking around after week one, and I think that there's kind of a methodology, a philosophy with some of the coaches that's kind of catching on. Everybody's kind of nervous about getting their starters hurt in training camp, so I don't think starting units are getting a lot of snaps together. We always talked about training camp being the unnecessary evil that you had to go through to get to the regular season, going through camp. But the one group that really benefited from it was the offensive line. You get used to the combination blocks, getting a feel for the guy next to you, because there's a climb, there's a takeover during the course of some of these blocks and transitions. So, you know, that's the one group that seemed to really benefit from all the physical work in camp. And we're seeing a lot of these groups not get a lot of snaps together through the course of the preseason. So I think a lot of that chemistry in the offensive line, and now we're seeing a lot of it with the defensive line. So I think what we're seeing right now is due to the CBA and the way that the salary cap has impacted some teams when we had some big injuries, you know, during the course of training camp, there's a hesitation to put some of these guys out. So we're seeing some teams back off. We had New Orleans last week in the opener against Tampa Bay, and I think that was kind of a little microcosm of what's going on. New Orleans sat a lot of guys. Tampa played everybody. They were a little bit more physical in camp. They saw the Jaguars do it the year before and get all the way to the AFC Championship game. Doug Marrone and Tom Coughlin came in and really changed how they put on training camp, you know, what the philosophy was about training camp. They paid dividends for them. And I think we saw a little bit of that last week, in New Orleans. I think the defensive line, you know, individually, there's a lot of talent there, but I just don't think they were meshing. I think the secondary, the coordination of rush and coverage was out of sync a little bit. So I think that's the biggest thing we can take away from week one is that some of these coaches have to kind of step back and say, how are we going to approach training camp?
Daryl Johnson joining us on the hotline. So at left tackle, they started an undrafted rookie free agent who really didn't get all that many snaps in the preseason or in training camp. And they ended up giving up 7 sacks, and they had numerous penalties up front. Can we just chalk that up to game number one, or is there some worry that you've seen on film for that offensive line?
Well, I think that's what will play out over the next couple of games. Was it the correct decision to put Desmond Harrison out at left tackle and shift some of that to have your starting five never really have the opportunity to play together as a unit during the course of training camp because of that last-second change? Hugh Jackson and John Dorsey and everybody there, they're going to understand the talent of these guys, and that's one of the things I think that as fans we forget about, that these coaches are around these guys day in, day out. There's a ton of snaps that are taken in practice settings that we're not privy to see. There's evaluations happening all the time. So nobody does anything that would sabotage their opportunity to win a game. So you just have to put your faith in it and understand you're going to have some growing pains. There's going to be some bumps in the road. So I think that's the biggest thing. Situations like this will play out over the first couple of weeks of the season.
Daryl Moose Johnson joining us on the show of the call on Fox on Sunday between the Browns and the New Orleans Saints. So you feel differently about this Browns team maybe compared to some. What do the Browns have to prove to you maybe on Sunday or maybe throughout this entire year that they really are a different team?
Well, they were close a lot last year. Obviously they finish 0-16, but there were opportunities for them to win the game. They took a step in the direction in the opener. They got back into the game. They forced overtime, yet they still weren't able to win that game. And it happened to us in Dallas early on. You know, we were 1-15 my first year. We shouldn't have been 1-15. We should have been 4-12, possibly 5-11, but we didn't know how to win a football game. And people think that that's an odd statement, but when you're putting everything together, this group has to now relearn how to win a football game. And they were close a couple of times last year. They were close in the opener. There were opportunities for him there against Pittsburgh to get over that hump and to finally get that win. I think that this is a team that if they get that first win, you know, there's an opportunity for them to get a couple more right behind it. So the biggest thing for me is just is getting back to that feeling of understanding what needs to be done when that game is sitting there. There's plays to be made. That momentum is going to shift. You're going to have opportunities to get a victory for your team. Somebody's got to step up and make a play. You know, gosh, you watch the second half of that game. I mean, you know, Myles Garrett is one of those guys. You know, he's trying to do that for you. You know, Denzel Ward is one of those guys. He's trying to do that for you. So you've got it on the defensive side. Now the offense just has to chip in. The special teams has to chip in and do their part. You know, we can't forget this is a game made up of three parts. It's offense, defense, and special teams. And when all three of those units now are making plays, giving you an opportunity to put yourself in a position to win, that's when you can kind of turn that culture around.
Darrell Johnston joining us on the show. You played for Jimmy Johnson. And everybody wants to talk about, you know, the great trade robbery and how many picks he got. Do you think we overvalue picks? Because he'll be the first one to tell you that it's got to be the players. You just have to pick the right players.
Yeah, I think what happened there was you know, the value that you got for, you know, Herschel Walker with that trade that really kind of set the foundation. And that was at a time when you're trying to turn everything around. And we've seen, you know, the roster turnover that's happened in Cleveland, the roster turnover that happened in L.A. last year. I mean, when you get new staffs in, you know, what John Gruden did in Oakland with the roster turnover there, Jimmy did the exact same thing. He turned our roster over in 1989. And fortunately, that trade gave him a lot of picks moving forward, and he traded those picks down the road. So when you really break down that Herschel Walker trade, it's not necessarily what happened with the initial trade, but what Jimmy was able to do with all those other picks as he moved forward over the next couple of years and turn that into a windfall of really good players. Now, you could have had those picks, and if you don't pick the right guys, it doesn't matter. And I think that that's one of the things that Jimmy was very underrated about. You know, everybody talks about him being the head coach of us and building that franchise, but as an evaluator, I don't think Jimmy's ever really gotten a lot of the credit for some of the guys that he picked. I think his strongest part about that was mid to late portions of the draft and some of the guys that Jimmy was able to get there, a Leon Lett, a Kenny Gant, you know, guys that were critical to our success in that run in the early 90s were taken, you know, late in those draft rounds. So he was really, really good, you know, through, you know, at that point, a 12-round draft, you know, from round 6 through 12, he was really, really good. And he rarely missed at the top. And I think that that's the biggest thing. You cannot miss at the top of the draft. And you know, it's 50-50 in that first round. It's not an automatic. So if you're missing on rounds 1 and 2, it's going to put you really, it's going to really set you back.
Especially with the number one overall, Baker Mayfield's taken by the Browns back in April, late April, will not play, or at least by the intents and purposes, will not play on Sunday. Is this the best plan for Baker?
This one is one of those ones that, you know, you get a lot of different answers from. You know, you usually like to talk to the quarterbacks who've been in that position. And, you know, in 1989, when I got drafted to Dallas, Troy was drafted, you know, he was drafted number one overall. But we were supposed to have, you know, Danny White was supposed to be there to kind of wind down his career and transition out of the Danny White era to the Troy Aikman era. And then all of a sudden, you know, Danny retired. So Troy got thrown into the fire. And Troy will always say, you know, the best learning happens out on the field, you know, much more than sitting in the meeting room and much more than holding the clipboard. And, you know, it may be a struggle. You may have a tough time, but that's the way you learn the game. And you know, Troy, he got hurt that year, but, you know, Troy didn't win a game his rookie year and turned around to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. So you talk to Carson Palmer. I think Carson Palmer was comfortable the way he transitioned in, you know, completely opposite to that. He was on the sideline. It took him a while. Aaron Rodgers was able to stay on the sideline and study. Now, that may not have been his choice, but it's worked out well for Aaron Rodgers. So you can find success, you know, each way. But if you talk to the quarterbacks are going to be they want to be on the field. They want to be able to learn their lessons, you know, with the hot reads, with the blitzes, and the coverage changes and all that stuff. They want to be able to be in the middle of that, as opposed to somebody showing them that on a Monday morning on a film reel.
All right, Darrell Johnston, we're running out of time. I know you're busy too. Do you think the comparisons that happened this week, Baker Mayfield to Drew Brees, do you think they're fair?
Well, it's automatically going to happen because of the stature of the quarterback. It gives him a little bit of a chip. I've had the opportunity to talk to Drew Brees a number of times throughout his career. He continues to play with a chip on his shoulder. He's the consummate professional. his preparation is second to none. I don't think I've ever met anybody. So he's always worn that chip on his shoulder. It's always been there, and it's been a part of the driving force for him to have this success. The question is, does Baker have that? I think he's got a skill set. I know John Dorsey. I trust John Dorsey with his evaluations. I know he's excited about Patrick Mahomes, who we brought into Kansas City before he was removed there. I think there's some intangibles at the quarterback position that I'm a big believer in. So sometimes we have all these measurables, and we get caught up in those measurables. If a guy can play football, he can play football. And a lot of times it's sitting down with him, it's evaluating, you know, what his old strength coach says. You know, some people that have had a day-to-day relationship with these guys that may be under the radar a little bit. You know, what is he like that? The number one thing is, do you have a guy who loves the game of football, is willing to go out and work hard every single day to be the best football player he can be? That's the kind of guy you're looking for. Now, those measurables sometimes are in place to carry that along and make it an obvious choice, and sometimes there's a little bit, you know, things aren't quite there that a lot of classic stature guys, prototype numbers would be there for that position. So I think it's going to be great to watch this play out. He seems to, everywhere he's been, he's won, and everywhere he's gone, he's been underappreciated. You know, walk-ons in college, you know, movement. You know, a lot of people not believing in what he can do. I think he's in a very similar situation here in the NFL with the Cleveland Browns, and it'll be interesting to see if he does the same things he's done throughout his career to this point.
All right, Darryl Johnson going to be on the call of the game. Enjoy it down there in New Orleans this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.